Not recording in progress. Journey, but good luck, guys.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all of you. First and foremost, I'd just like to say how appreciative we all are of you making time to join us today. I know it's Christmas week. Everybody has got various deadlines. Everyone is very, very busy. So we appreciate you jumping on board here on what will be a very special day for York United FC. So in terms of the setup, we will follow the usual rules as per the 2021 CPL season. The raise hand icon is there. Please use it if you can, and we'll come to your questions in due course. If you are unfamiliar with the raise hand system, you can direct message me here. There's an open chat here. Or failing all of that, you can send me a text message and we'll sort you out. Don't worry. In terms of the setup, we're going to first hear from Angus McNab, who will go into some detail in terms of the process and the background involved in this recruitment. And then he will officially announce the New York United head coach in due course. So, without further ado, Gus has juggled the birth of a new child with also the recruitment of a head coach. I'm sure you guys are reporters. You will find a metaphor in there somewhere connecting both of those things. Gus, the floor is yours. I'd like to hear, I'm sure everyone else would like to hear a little bit about the background in terms of the process and ultimately how you came to today's decision.
Thanks very much, Owen. Everyone, thank you very much for joining us today. Very important day for the club as we announce the second head coach in our relatively short history. I think quite often within any industry, change can be uncomfortable. But for us, we're very, very happy with the change and ultimately the results that we've got to today in the announcement of our head coach. There were a number of factors when we looked at things at the end in our review from the 2020 and 2021 seasons with our ownership groups, and that led us to this point where we are now very, very happy with the direction we're travelling. I think we had a huge number of applications from all parts of the globe, which really speaks to where this league is going. And the interest it's generating. There are some very established candidates in international football who have applied for this role. There are some great domestic candidates who also applied for this role. And everyone who took part in this, I really send my thanks to them because they really did fully and completely participate in the process. And that was very clearly from the presentations around 25 to 30 hours of Zoom and in-person presentations that I took. A lot of work beyond that as well for people to do their research, to do their video analysis and clipping, to look into the data, to look into the background of our current roster and where we are. So I truly do thank all the potential coaches and potential head coaches who participated in that process. For us, we're just delighted with the decision that we've made and we've got to. We're very happy to announce a Canadian as our next head coach. And I'm delighted to announce that Martin Nash will be the next head coach of York United Football Club. And I think Martin has just joined us now and his audio is connected. So I will pass over to Martin for his first and opening remarks as head coach of York United.
Thanks, Angus. Yeah, I'm extremely excited and honored to be named the next head coach of York United. We have a talented squad that I'm really looking forward to getting to work with. I can't wait for preseason to come.
Thank you to Martin for those opening remarks. Guys, we are going to open up the floor now. Questions can be asked to both Martin and to Gus. And I think Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press is there. Neil, over to you, please.
Thank you. Congratulations, Martin, first of all, on the new position. What drew you to York? Obviously, there's a good base of young talent there. What did you see in assessing the squad you'll be inheriting?
Yeah, I think the squad's full of dynamic, talented young players, and it's got a nice combination of some veteran players that I think are key to the success of the team. But they're very athletic, technical players in all positions. And, you know, I think moving forward, the team, you know, they had a taste of success this year, and I think it can even be better moving forward with this group.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Next, we're going to go to Charlie, please. Over to you.
Sure. Thanks. Hey, Martin. Welcome to York, I suppose. Maybe in a similar vein here, just why, in your, you know, perspective, did you feel like it was the right time for you personally to, you know, take the step away from Calgary to become a head coach in a CPL?
You know, I've been on the path of becoming a head coach for quite a while now. I've always wanted to be a head coach. You know, I had a few years in Ottawa as an assistant coach and had 4 great years in Calgary with assistant to Tommy. And I learned a ton over the last 4 years. Tommy and I still have a great relationship. We're really well together. But when this opportunity came to be and I saw the talent of the players in this group, I thought it was just the right time for me to take that leap and take charge of my own team.
Thanks.
Thank you, Charlie. Marty, over to you, please.
Hey, Martin, congratulations. Just a quick one from me. What exactly, in your mind, will you bring to York to really push them over the top this season and in the seasons going forward? What do you think you can bring to the table here?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I like to play front foot football. And I think if you look at the teams that have done well in this league, they play front foot football. You look at Cavalry, Pacific, Forge, they all take the game to teams and don't sit back. And that's the way I want to play. I want the team to get to dictate the terms of the game. And I think by doing that, that's how you're going to get to the top half of this table and even beyond. And we've been playing this way for 3-4 years in at Calgary now, and I can bring that to the table. And I think this team has that ability to play front foot football, dictate the terms, and be really exciting to watch.
Thanks, Martin. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. Brandon, over to you, please.
Thank you, Erwin. Hi, Martin. Congratulations on the appointment. Just a quick question for me, sort of leading off from the last question there. I know you touched off the top that this is a very talented squad and, you know, there's technical players and physical players all over the pitch. Just maybe was wondering whether you could maybe highlight maybe some of the guys that you'll be looking to build around with this squad and also maybe some of the new additions that the club has made over the last couple of weeks, Mamadou Kane and some of those guys that the club has added.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, guys at the back, you know, start at the back, you got Zats and guys like Roger Thompson that, you know, tremendous athletes, good physical players, good tactical players, you know, a solid base to build from. You got guys like Jordan Wilson in front of them that can really be secure in that area. And there's tons of talent, you know, out wide. You've got Ferrari with pace. You've got Abzi with pace. You got midfielders that are athletic and technical. Guys like Toussaint and Johnson, they're just so athletic. And then, you know, got up front with guys like Lowell Wright, who's come into his own as the season's gone on. You got a senior player like Mike Potrasso. Senior's not that old, but a senior player in this league who very dynamic and clever and smart. And then, you know, with the additions of players that, you know, I've not seen in person yet, but Mamadou Kane, very good, very talented. I expect him to do really well in this league. And some of the foreign players have been doing well abroad and just haven't had the chance to get in yet. And when we get them in, they look really exciting prospects, and I expect them to do really well.
Thanks, Martin, and good luck with next season.
Thank you, Brandon. James, over to you, please.
Thanks, Owen. Hello, Martin. Angus mentioned the use of video scouting, and
and presentations in the process of choosing a head coach. I was hoping you could give us a bit of a glimpse into what that process looked like for you, and maybe what do you think caught his eye from your presentation, and what did you see in his vision that made this the right stop for you?
The game is going that way into data and analytics, and and it's a big part of the game. We've been using a lot of it in the last few years of the Cavalry, and we've been going with it. And that's how the game uses a lot of video and analysis. I think players don't learn it just one way, and I think Angus probably saw that. With the way we are in Cavalry and have been, and the way I've worked is, it's a teaching process, especially with a lot of young players. So you really have to. And not everyone learns in the same way. So you got to teach them with video on the field, with analytics, with everything. You got to give them a really well-rounded view of the game and help them progress. Because a lot of players just don't learn from here on the pitch. Go off and do your thing. You have to reaffirm things with video and analysis and everything else. So I think you saw that the kind of the holistic view I have of the game and teaching players, and I think that I really resonated with them.
Thank you, James. Looking around for some other questions. Benedict, over to you, please.
Thank you, Owen. Congratulations, Martin. My question is actually for Angus. Angus, just kind of flip around what James just asked. So what did you see in Martin's application that made him an ideal candidate, looking at those kind of things like video analysis?
I think that's certainly part of it. And looking at sort of learning theory, as we've just sort of discussed there, how players learn, different ways that points are reinforced. And that's very important. We have not only a coach that wants to teach and improve, but we've got a group of players who really want to learn and progress as well. So actually finding that for them was very important. And then when you look at some of the other bits and how a lot of what we will do will be principles driven, and how we are reinforcing core skill and giving these guys everything in the toolkit to help them progress, that's certainly something that caught my eye. And then when we looked into other things, when we speak about front foot football, and really looking at some of the numbers and how many few times in the last season that we actually won the possession battle, and looking at that, looking at some of these things in how that, yes, we have a very explosive team in transition, but how can we add other strengths to our bow, other ways of playing? So it was a number of great conversations with Martin that sort of led us to believe that this is the route forward for us as a football club, and he's the man to take us where we want to be.
Okay, let's go to Neil. I think that you've got one more question.
Yes, thanks, Owen. This one is for Angus. Angus, what stage would your roster be at right now? Where are you on that?
We're pretty well advanced. We are finalising some things with our international recruitment, and everyone that we worked with in the process was given complete access to our roster, our planning, any moves that were in the offing. So Mamadou, for example, was sort of put on the table and discussed with everyone in the process, because the nature of this is that we operate in a system where there's never going to be a unicorn head coach who comes in, has complete control and sort of drives everything within the organisation. I think those days are dead, because football is a truly global game and people move on. And I actually, Martin comes to us with the reality that if we have success, he will move on. That's the way it's built. So we look at our infrastructure, our future planning. We bring the coach into that. But everyone who went through the interview process with us, there was complete transparency on where we were with the roster. And I think the other part in why Martin's got this job, the enthusiasm for what we have in this roster and where it's developing, where he feels he can take this squad and these players, meant that ultimately he's the right man to drive our club forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. I know, Robin, you've been waiting patiently, and I appreciate it. Over to you.
All right, thank you. Congratulations, Martin, from the years of Rochester Raging Rhinos. I used to follow them. Are you going to be working with the, and how much reliance will you have on the coaches that are already with the team, and are they staying, Paul Stalteri, Carmen Benzie, and those folks?
Camilo is definitely staying. He's staying on, which is great. I've had a conversation with Paul. We'll see where that goes. Paul's a guy that's going to have a lot of opportunity, a lot of options. He's a great coach. So we'll see where that leads. But I have a great history with Paul. Played with him a ton, and would like to keep him on. But as I said, he has a lot of options. So we'll see what happens there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. I'm going to do one last call for some questions. Luis just about got in there. Over to you, please.
Thank you, Owen. Hi, Martin. Congratulations on the job. I was just wondering if you had already been able to meet with the roster, with the team as a whole, and if you could give us a bit more insight of next season planification, when is the preseason going to start and all of that. Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to connect with the players yet. It's happened pretty quick. I will be touching base with some of them soon, and some of them probably after Christmas. It's a tight period, but I want to get to touch or talk to all of them individually over the next 2 weeks here. And I think preseason is probably going to be around February 15th. Something correct on that, but that's where I assume preseason will start.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Luis. James, I know that you've got one more.
Thanks again, Owen. Martin, you touched a little bit on your time with Ottawa, and I was just wondering what some of the influences throughout your career, both as a player and a coach, that you'll sort of lean on as you move into this head coaching role.
Yeah, I mean, I think mostly I'll lean on the coaches I've worked for. Mark Dos Santos was great to learn from for 2 years in Ottawa. We had a great relationship. I learned a ton from him. I was a bit green going in, shall we say, and developed a lot. And then the last 4 years with Tommy Wilden Jr., I learned a ton. We worked really well together. He's open, gave me a lot of responsibility. He's a really good friend, a mentor, and someone I'll still keep in contact with a lot because he's got a lot to offer this game and me in particular. So I think I'm going to take most of what I've done in my coaching life into this. I still have the understanding of what it was like to be a player, but it's been 12 years now since I've retired, so it's quite a while ago. I can still remember it, and it's nice to see an old Gold Cup video or something come up. I'll lean on my coaching experiences, especially the ones majority of it the last 4 years with Tommy and what I've learned both on and off the field, because I learned a great deal from that organization and my time there.
Excellent. Thank you. And I think we all look forward to that first match against Calgary.
Well, not look forward to it too much, James. I mean, we don't want to detract from York United here. Anyway, one last round of questions. Hands up, obviously, if you do have anyone remaining. We'll try to keep this as free-flowing as possible. I think we're okay. Just before we go, guys, I'd like to thank you all again. Sorry, Angus would like to chime in here.
So just finally, now Martin's been an S, I'd like to actually put on record our thanks as a club and an organisation to our partners in the CPL across at Cavalry. Ian Allison and Tommy were absolutely fantastic to deal with through this process. And they showed really what this league is about on the coaching side. Someone who is a Canadian who has had an experience with them and built his career and sort of gone on and evolved as well to now where he is taking a head coaching position for another team within this league. So we really thank everyone at Cavalry FC, from Linda and the ownership side, but also Ian and Tommy as well, for their partnership in allowing us to speak with Martin and be very open and transparent from the very beginning there. So our thanks goes to them as well.
Appreciate it, Gus. Appreciate you, Martin. Thank you for joining us. Sincerest congratulations from everybody involved in the organization. We're so excited and thrilled to have you on board. A special thank you as well to all of you guys for joining us today. Just to repeat, it's Christmas week. We know you're busy, got various deadlines. Also, thank you to so many of you for your support throughout the season, coming to games week after week. seeing you at York Lions Stadium all the time has been a genuine thrill. Thank you for investing so much of your time and energy into our story this season, and we look forward to seeing you all again in 2020. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Have a very Merry Christmas, have a peaceful New Year, and talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Recording.